Shavuos Daf Beis. The Gemara, beginning of the Masechta, which is the bottom of Beis and Beis, asks, Michti, Tana mi Makis Salak. The Seder HaMishnayis, we just finished Masechta Makis. So, leaving Masechta Makis, Maishna the Tani Shavuos. Why is the Masechta Shavuos coming right after Makis? So the Gemara answers, Mishnah the Tani, because in Masechta Makis, Mishnah says, Chayev al Haroi Shtayim, Achas Mikan, Achas Mikan, Valhazokan, Shtayim Mikan, Shtayim Mikan. Because the Mishnah over there talks about the Isurim of Giluach and Hashchosa and Hakofa by the Roish and by the Zokon. So the Mail of the Mishnah, the Masechta over here begins with Shavu Shtayim Shein Arba. That's the Gemara. So let's talk a little bit about this Isur that the Gemara mentions here right in the beginning of Hakofa Saroish. The Rambam explains the Isra of Hakofas HaRosh, quoted in the Torah, beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Aleph in Yerodeya. Hakofas HaRosh v'Hashchosas HaZokon, both of them, Gam Be'elu, Kosov HaRambam, Sha'asorim HaKosov, the Torah asks it, Mipnei, why? Because Sha'oisin Kain, Oivdek Avedezorah V'Kemrehim. Because this was the mode of grooming of the Oivdek Avedezorah, the Galochim. In fact, the word we use in Yiddish, Galoch, to refer to a priest. The word galoch is obviously the word giluach, because they would groom a certain way. In any case, the Rambam says that the iser of hakofes haroish and hashchosas hazakon is due to the derech of the avdei avodah zarah. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Torah says, "V'ze einim mefurish." That's not so clear. "V'einanu tzrichim levakish tamu mitzvos." He says we don't have to find the tam. "Ki mitzvos melachem aleinu af im leinei the taimon." Even if we don't know the reason, it's a mitzvah smelch, it's a smelch, and we have to follow it. So you can look over there at the Bais Yosef, beginning of Kofi Aleph, he's mayrich a little bit about this machlekes, the Rambam, and the Torah. B'chol Eifin, we have over here an Isser of Hakofas HaRosh. What exactly is Hakofas HaRosh, as opposed to Hashchosas HaZokon? So Hashchosas HaZokon is referring to five particular spots in the Zokon, meaning in the facial hair in the beard. And there's a big machlokes Rishonim, what are those spots? Therefore, we're generally machmir, not to be mashchis, any portion of the zakah. Okay, but we're focusing now on Hakofas HaRosh. What's Hakofas HaRosh? Hakofas HaRosh means that a person would cut all his hair on the sides of his head and only leave the hair on the top of the head. In other words, the hair that comes in from the top of the head, in between the ear and the front of his face, essentially the area which we call payas, and but not exactly limited to that, but that general area on both sides, that is, if a person would cut that off, that would be the isner of hakofas haraj, hakofa meaning to encircle, because if you would just take a razor and make a circle, so that the hair on the top of the head looks kind of like a large yarmulke, that the sides doesn't have anything and it's only on top, that would be Hakofas HaRosh. Now, how exactly is this cut in order to be considered Hakofa? So there's a very important machlokes Rishonim over here. First of all, we have to understand the terms. There's something called a tar. A tar is what we generally translate as a razor. And then we have at the other end, we have something called a misperayim, a scissors. And then, to make it confusing, we have a misperayim ke'en tar, a scissors which is like a razor. So we'll, in a moment we'll try to define these a little more clearly, but let me just mention first that there is a machlokes Rishonim about misperayim ke'en tar, meaning tar for sure is asur, misperayim for sure is mutter. Misperayim ke'en tar is a machlokes. The Mechaber Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Gimel brings this. Einoi chayav ela betar. First he brings the first sheet that says that the isur is only by a tar, and this is the sheet of the Rambam. V'yesh oisrim b'misperayim ke'entar. He says, some amachmir by a misperayim ke'entar, which is the shita of the Rosh. What's the halacha? Mechaber says, v'yesh lochosh l'divreim. We should be chayish the shita Rosh, and be machmir even by misperayim ke'entar. Okay, so that's the halacha. Misperayim ke'entar is awesome. Now let's try to define what exactly these things are. So the Prisha over here, Sefkan Gimel, says, Misperayim ke'entar atzalaymar means, Lispar kol hasar, Acha yeh cholok kilu safar bitar. You cut off all the hair, and it's as if you used a razor. Which means that if you would look at somebody who shaved, whether with a tar or a misperayim kein tar, there's absolutely no difference in the result of that action. Either way, the result is chalak, glat, smooth. So what then is the difference? The difference is in the mechanism of how it's done. And we can explain it two ways. One way we could say is that a tar is one blade, like a razor, and misperayim means a scissors, has two blades. So if it's very sharp, and if it's very thin, and it can cut very close, it's a misperayim ke'en tar, which means it's an action of misperayim, but it's a result of tar. That's one way you could explain it. Another way you could explain it is that the difference is that a tar, the way it removes the hair, is that it pulls the hair out from inside the guma, inside the hole where it grows, the follicle. As opposed to a misperayim ke'en tar, which only cuts it above, but either way, you can't tell the difference, and it's completely smooth. Taisvis in Nazir Memo Medbei is takamashma the second way we said. Taisvis says, "Ube misperayim leka hashchaso she'enai naito hasar me'ikroi v'sharshoi." Says a misperayim scissors does not have hashchaso. Why? Because you're not uprooting the hair. Apparently, the definition according to Taisvis of tar is that you're actually uprooting the hair. So misperayim ke'en tar, according to the Pisha, means that the hair is gone, smooth, but it's not completely uprooted. Okay. Al-Kalpanim, according to this, it comes out that if there's any amount of the hair left above the skin, that's certainly not a tar, and not even the spirayim ke'en tar, which means it would be actually mutter. That's what comes out according to the Prisha. However, in the Rambam's Mavur, not like this. The Rambam in the Zir is Perkei Halach Yir Aleph. It's Mavur that there's a shear of Kedei Lokof Reish Al-Ikra, which means you could have a hair long enough that you could bend it back. If it's very short, you can't bend it back down to its root. So the Rambam holds that if it's any shorter than Lokof Reish Al-Ikra, that is called Ke'en Tar, which is very different than the Prisha. The Prisha is saying if it's not perfectly smooth, that's already Mutter. According to the Rambam, that's certainly not Mutter. I mean, the Rambam himself holds Misperayim Ke'en Tar as Mutter, but Al-Kopanim, but the Halacha that we're Machmir Misperayim Ke'en Tar, the Rambam holds that would be Misperayim Ke'en Tar, even though there is a little bit of length, as long as it's not Kedei Lokof Reish Al-Ikra. So it would seem that we would have to be Chayshish for the Rambam, at least Chayshish. And we would have to say that you would not be allowed to cut the hair in that area of the head without leaving it long enough that it's Kedei Lokof Reish Al-Ikra. And I saw that B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that he said, we pass him like this, and he was Mishayer, that the amount that you need to leave for that shear is about a half a centimeter. So, if a person is using a haircut machine on his head, in the area which is Peyas HaRosh, he would have to be careful to use a piece, which, or either the blade itself, or a plastic piece, depending on the model, which leaves at least a half a centimeter. Now, it's very important to realize that there are two fundamental chilukim between the Isser HaKofes HaRosh and the Isser HaShchasas HaZokon. The Isser on the hair of the head and the Isser on the hair of the beard. First of all, Peyas HaZokon, the Mechaber says in Sefiyot, Misperayim Ke'en Tar Zmuter. And that's the Kuli Alma. So when you're shaving your face, people are very machmer when they shave on their face. But really you have to be even more machmer on your head. Because on your face, as long as it's misperayim ke'en tar, as long as it's not tar mamish, it's mutter. But Peyas HaRosh, as we've seen, even if it's misperayim ke'en tar, it's still going to be osur. That's number one. Number two, by Zokon, since the Torah says a lashon of hashchasa, and a lashon of giluach, therefore we say that it's only osur if it's hashchasa and giluach. Meaning, derech giluach means you're using some kind of a machine, a tool to cut it. Let's say a person puts a kind of a sam, a cream, on the hair, and it burns it off. And it's completely burnt off. Maybe it even pulls it out from the roots, let's say. On the Peyas HaZokon, that would be mutter. Why? Because it's not giluach. It's hashchasa, it's not giluach. That's all on the Zokon, but on the Roish, it doesn't say giluach. It says hakaf is osur. It doesn't matter how you do it. So even if you do it with mishcha, with a sam, it's still going to be osur. So therefore, we have a few nafkaminas here. If a person shaves his beard with cream, he has to be extremely careful not to let the cream go above the level by the sideburns, which is no longer pe- Peyos HaZakon and becomes Peyos HaRaish. We'll talk about what that location is in a second. Akoponim, you have to be very careful about that. Number two, if a person is using a haircut machine on his head, he has to be very careful not to go onto the area of the Peyos HaRaish. People whose minig is that they shave their heads, so they have to be very careful not to shave on the side of the head, the area which is the Peyos HaRaish. And similarly, if somebody's using a shaver on his face, and he tightens that it's mutter because it's Mesprayim Kantar, he has to be careful not to go again above that line of where the Peyos HaZakon become Peyos HaRaish. These are things which are very common, very mutzi, and the person has to be very careful about this. So let's just talk a little bit, what exactly is the location of the Peyos HaRaish? So it includes all the hair on the side, until, let's see, going front to back, it's as if it's hard to describe it, palpeh, but essentially you would draw a line from the highest part of the hair behind your ear, going forward, to the hairline by the side of the forehead. Which again, is a little bit hard to explain, so if you understood it's good, if not, you have to consult somebody who could describe it to you. I can't do it. But something else which we do need to talk about is where does the Peyos HaRaish end? Going down the sideburn along the side of the ear. Where does it end? So Shulchan Aruch says, in Siftes, Ad L'matam in Ha'ozen. So which Kepshutai sounds like it means the bottom of the ear. However, there are Acharenim who explain that it does not mean the whole ear. It means the whole of the ear. Until the bottom of that hole. So, not so clear. There's a machlekes about that. There's a chiddush from Rav Moshe, and it's brought in the Sefer Megid Givayis Olam on Tzadik Dalad, that he said that somebody who did not have hair growing on the side of his ears when he was younger, in other words, before his body matured, when he was a child, the hair only went to a certain point. So Rav Moshe said, any hair below that point that grows later, that's all considered the zakon and not the raish. Which means that if the hair stopped growing above the bottom of the ear, even above the bottom of the hole of the ear, so it would seem that any hair that grows below that until the bottom of the ear is peyos haraish, as I say in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe said no. That's not true. The Mechab is talking about somebody who had hair growing there when he was younger. And the Sefer Megid Givayis Olam brings a right to this from the Mizrahi in Pashas Kedoshim. And the Mizrahi Taka does sound like that. However, L'chaira, it's a shtickle pella that the Stimus HaPaiskim, other than this Mizrahi, the Paiskim do not mention this. And it would seem that Rubam Kekulam of Bnei Adam, the Metzius is that they do not have hair growing on the side of the ears below below what comes from the head when they're younger. So, it would seem that almost everybody, if not Mamash everybody, what Rav Moshe is saying would apply for them, and what the Shulchan Aruch is saying would not apply. So it's a Gevaldik Stimus HaPaiskim, that everybody's saying the share of the Shulchan Aruch, nobody's being Meir, that it's not like that, by almost everybody. So it would seem that Stimus HaPaiskim is Meir, not like this Mizrahi and Rav Moshe. Adayin Tzorchim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.